Chapter 29. The coming forth of the Book of Mormon is a sign that the Lord has commenced to gather Israel and fulfill His covenants. Those who reject His latter-day revelations and gifts will be cursed. About AD 34 through 35.
And now behold, I say unto you that when the Lord shall see fit in His wisdom, that these sayings shall come unto the Gentiles according to His word, then ye may know that the covenant which the Father hath made with the children of Israel, concerning their restoration to the lands of their inheritance, is already beginning to be fulfilled. And ye may know that the words of the Lord, which have been spoken by the holy prophets, shall all be fulfilled. And ye need not say that the Lord delays His coming unto the children of Israel. And ye need not imagine in your hearts that the words which have been spoken are vain. For behold, the Lord will remember His covenant, which He hath made unto His people of the house of Israel. And when ye shall see these sayings coming forth among you, then ye need not any longer spurn at the doings of the Lord, for the sword of His justice is in His right hand. And behold, at that day, if ye shall spurn at His doings, He will cause that it shall soon overtake you. Woe unto him that spurneth at the doings of the Lord! Yea, woe unto him that shall deny the Christ and His works! Yea, woe unto him that shall deny the revelations of the Lord, and that shall say the Lord no longer worketh by revelation, or by prophecy, or by gifts, or by tongues, or by healings, or by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yea, and woe unto him that shall say at that day, to get gain, that there can be no miracle wrought by Jesus Christ. For he that doeth this shall become like unto the son of perdition, for whom there was no mercy, according to the word of Christ. Yea, and ye need not any longer hiss, nor spurn, nor make game of the Jews, nor any of the remnant of the house of Israel. For behold, the Lord remembereth his covenant unto them, and he will do unto them according to that which he hath sworn. Therefore ye need not suppose that ye can turn the right hand of the Lord unto the left, that he may not execute judgment unto the fulfilling of the covenant which he hath made unto the house of Israel.